Yeah. And Father Ben, talk about that before we get to some more phone calls. We talk about Rachel's Vineyard, and then also you are the spiritual director of the Confraternity of Our Lady of Mercy. Tell us about that, and somebody in our listening audience looking for help, how can they get it?
Okay. Well, the Confraternity of Our Lady of Mercy is a spiritual follow-up for people who've already been through their initial post-abortion healing. Because a lot of times, okay, we experience healing in our lives, and then we think, okay, well, what now? You know, what is this all God wanted? And I believe deeply that God doesn't just want to forgive people of their sins, and he doesn't just want to heal the wounds. But Second Vatican Council teaches, and it's constant teaching the Church, that we're all called to holiness. We're called to be saints. And if you look down through history, those who've changed the world for the better, some of the greatest people who've changed the world for the better are the saints. And God has, at different times in ages of darkness and a lot of evil, has raised up saints. He raised up Francis and Claire, Dominic, Ignatius Loyola, many others, at very dark times in history. And that's what God is wanting to do now. And so the Confraternity of Our Lady of Mercy is like a spiritual family for people who've been through abortion or been touched by abortion, but want to engage in that and engage on that road to holiness and embrace that call to holiness. And so it provides kind of a framework, a spiritual framework that I think is doable for everybody. And there's any, you fail in any part, there's no sin at all. It's all just free will that we're trying to do to grow closer to the Lord. But it gives people a framework to say, I am called to holiness. And I firmly believe that post-abortive people who embrace the call to holiness are going to be what makes the difference in, against the culture of death. Hmm. Right now, they're the ones that are turning the tide by their activism. But a lot of times we dry up when we're trying to do it just with activism. We need that spiritual root, that deep spiritual roots. And that's what keeps us active. That's what keeps us strong and focused. And so that's what the Confraternity is about, is to provide that deep spiritual rootedness that we need in the call to holiness.